You're tuned to ABC Southwest and Great Southern with Gianni DiGiovanni.
Now, did you know that WA has a remarkable amount of earthquakes, particularly in the southwest? In the last week alone, according to the Geoscience Australia website, where people can report feeling an earthquake in their felt reports, there was a 3.3 on the Richter scale off the coast of Bunbury, a 2.2 in Noangarup, and a 2.3 northwest of Quiriding. Now, you might remember back in 2018, there was that big 5.7 earthquake in Lake Muir, which is the largest recorded earthquake in WA since records began. Well, to capture a picture of exactly how our Earth moves, the geophysicists at the Department of Mines, Industry, Regulation and Safety have started rolling out new sensors to capture some of that data. It's called the SWAN Network, the Southwest Australian Seismic Network, and Ruth Murdy is a senior 3D geophysicist working on this project. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
Now, how does it all work?
Okay, so we're going to put out about 25 seismometers, these instruments that measure earthquakes, and basically we're just going to listen to the earth cracking.
And how often are you listening for the earth to move?
Well, these seismometers record continuously. So they're recording at 100 samples per second, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a whole year. So hopefully that will give us a picture on what's currently going on in southwestern Australia.
And why?
Well, we're interested. You mentioned the Lake Muir earthquake. We're going to cover that area. Of course, there was the magnitude 6 of Meckering, which was 50 years ago, 2 years
Very
ago.
Very famous, that one.
Mm. Very famous. And that caused a lot of damage. We really don't need that to happen now with the current infrastructure we've got. That would be very inconvenient. So we're trying to work out where the stresses are and how the Earth's currently moving down here so we can do a bit of hazard mitigation.
So does this mean you can use some of this information to potentially start to forecast when there might be a slip in the Earth?
That's a little bit optimistic, yes, I think.
So it's not quite there, but so you're trying to capture the idea, find out the areas that are really sort of seismically active. And where are some of the areas that have kind of been highlighted so far? We talked about Lake Muir, we talked about Meckering. Are there any other parts in the southwest where we start to feel the earth move?
Yeah, the Cadw area, there's lots of little earthquakes there, and it comes in particular little clusters, which is really interesting. So we're very interested in working out how these clusters are activating. And so if we can work out where the clusters are, I think it's a bit of a more an indication of how the earth is cracking down the sand.
Fantastic. And now you've got a couple of these sensors set up already. The first one's in Dumbleyung and in Manjimup. How many will there be in total, and how will you kind of collect all this information together?
So the total network will be 25 stations. These are just temporary stations which will be out for a year. Of course, we do have, as you mentioned, GA run a permanent network, which are recording these earthquakes all the time. But we're going to supplement that. We're going to have about 8 of them working in real time, but otherwise I have to go around every couple of weeks and pick up the data, and then we take it back to the office and have a look at it.
And for people who are really interested in this sort of stuff, because I know there are keen, you know, like weather watchers, there's people who like to look at this information. Is it going to be available for people to make their own maps and charts and things as well down the track?
Well, indeed, yes. Down the way, it'll go on the AusPass website, which is run by AusScope, and the data will become public. You will, of course, need software to do it, but yes, for those amateur seismologists, it'll be available for anybody.
My guest on Mornings is Ruth Murdy, a senior 3D geophysicist from the Geological Survey and Resource Strategy Division. Now, Ruth, with this data down the track, you're kind of going to have an idea of where the areas are that are most active. But what sort of policy decisions are likely to come out of this down the track, or what are you sort of advising the department and the minister of?
I think it'll eventually come into sort of building codes and things like that. There was a lot of damage done after the York earthquake and also the Kalgoorlie earthquakes. Buildings start cracking and that. So we're looking for that sort of information, strong ground motion responses, that sort of thing.
And so when will this information be available for conclusions to start being drawn from it? When will the whole network be available and up and running?
Well, hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll get all the seismometers on the ground. The data will probably be made public after about a year or so.
All right, so that's the SWAN, Southwestern Australia Seismic Network, 25 different sensors around. Ruth, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you coming on and talking to us a little bit about the earthquake sensors that will be part of the Southwest and parts of the Great Southern as well.
Thank you very much.
That's Ruth Murdy there, a senior 3D geophysicist at the Department of Mines, Industry, Regulation and Safety, where they are rolling out a number of different sensors, 25 of them in fact, across the regions. Two of them already in the ground in Manjimup and Dumbleyung.
On your radio, online and on your mobile, this is ABC Radio WA.